Teaching Carol, Chapter 2. It was definitely getting colder as the evening darkened around us, and we walked with our arms around each other's waists as we made our way back to the campus dormitory where she lived. I wanted to ask her what she was feeling about what we had just done, but I had the sense that she didn't want to discuss it, was perhaps ashamed of her part in it. So we talked of other things, as if we were still just two people who had gone on a slightly romantic walk. As we got closer to her building, though, she began to talk a little more nervously, saying that I didn't have to see her all the way up to her room, that men weren't supposed to be in the building after 10 p.m., and so forth. I wondered what was bothering her. Then it struck me that she was afraid that if I came up to her room, I would want more of what we had done by the reservoir. I hadn't been planning on it, but now that she'd given me the idea, I couldn't resist. So when we reached the lobby and kissed and hugged goodnight, I waited until she was well on her way up the stairs, then turned and ran down the hallway to the end where there was another set of stairs. Dashing up two flights, I made it to her door well before she had reached the floor. The hallway was dim, with mostly burnt-out ceiling lights, and empty. I tested her doorknob, and, as I'd remembered from previous visits, she hadn't locked up, so I quickly opened it and slipped inside to wait. The room was nearly dark, lit only by the moon and distant streetlights, so I simply stepped into the middle as I heard her approaching the door. She stepped in and immediately turned to switch on the light and close the door. When she turned back and saw me, she gasped, putting her hand to her mouth and falling back against the door. Then, realizing it was me, relaxed and put on a mock-angry expression.
"Oh, jeez, you scared me half to death."
I said, "Sorry," and smiled at her as I stepped forward to take her in my arms. I kissed her and said, "It was just so much fun saying goodnight to you that I wanted to do it again." She giggled at this and said, "All right," and we kissed again, more deeply and romantically. I reached behind her as we did, and flipped the light switch off, which made her giggle again. We continued like this for a while without speaking, and I allowed our kisses to become a little more passionate without actually moving my hands from around her waist. Then I raised them to her shoulders and pulled her closer, saying, as if continuing the conversation, "Besides, you seemed kind of tired, and I thought you might need a little help getting ready for bed." I held her gaze as I unfastened the catch at the back of her dress and began unzipping it. Her eyes went wide, and she started to say something, but she stopped and stared into my eyes as if hypnotized as I continued to unzip her dress. Again, it was as if she thought she wasn't allowed to resist me. When I began pulling her dress away from her shoulders, she simply took her hands away from my waist and let them hang at her sides, allowing me to pull her dress past her hips and let it fall around her ankles. She seemed a little surprised when I stepped away from her, but said nothing as I stood in the middle of the room looking at her. She was wearing a plain white bra, and her panties, I now saw, were the old-fashioned kind that came up to and nearly covered her navel. I enjoyed looking at her like that, her bra and panties and the dress heaped at her feet, all glowing a faint blue-white against her dark skin, and her eyes, still wide, a slight glimmering in the darkness. I knew she would stand there, held by my attention, for as long as I wanted, and I liked that too, so I lingered, enjoying her state of undress and bewilderment. When I had had my fill, I said softly, "You're very beautiful. I love looking at you." Then I asked, "Where do you keep your nightgown?" She looked startled by my question, then pointed at her bureau, whispering, "Bottom drawer." I went over and pulled one out. It was, unsurprisingly, simple, white, and old-fashioned-looking. I laid it out on her bed, then returned to her and took her by the hand, allowing her to step out of her dress before leading her back to the bed and helping her to sit. She looked up at me, now completely bewildered, but I made no explanation before kneeling at her feet and gently removing her sneakers and then her knee socks. This activity gave me a fairly good view between her legs, and I felt myself stirring again. I gently eased her knees apart and leaned forward to kiss her there again. Then I continued upward, kissing her abdomen and belly. Without being told, she slowly lay back on the bed as I continued, rising to my knees and then to a crouch as I kissed her small breasts through the fabric of her brassiere, then the hollow of her neck, and finally her mouth, as I slowly lowered myself onto her and slipped my hands beneath her shoulders. She raised her arms to receive me and wrapped them around me. Again we kissed passionately, tongues entwining, as I pressed my erection between her legs. At first she only lay there, but after a while began raising her hips to meet my thrusts. She began to moan quietly as we moved together, and it seemed to me that she was trying to control the rhythm of our movements, so I adjusted myself to meet her. Her moans grew louder. I unhooked her bra, then took my hands from under her shoulders and placed them on her breasts, pushing her bra away and pinching her nipples. She suddenly began to move her hips much faster, and began a moan that went on for several seconds, growing louder and higher, before bursting into a series of staccato cries.
Oh! 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 Oh!
As she came, I slowed and gradually stopped, lying there quietly and looking into her eyes as they gradually regained focus. Then I eased myself into a semi-standing position and reached to pull her tangled bra away, dropping it to the floor. Then I eased her panties off. I took her hands and drew her slowly to her feet. She stood like a sleepwalker, seemingly unaware of her nakedness. I picked her nightgown up from the bed and held it over her head. She slowly raised her arms and allowed me to dress her in it, then lowered them again, still looking at me dazedly. I took her in my arms again, kissed her lightly, and said, "Now I think you're ready for bed. See you tomorrow." I kissed her again, then once more on her forehead,